Welcome to our virtual edition of the Stations of the Cross, a Good Friday time of contemplation and reflection. There is an old legend that says after the death and resurrection of Jesus, his mother Mary would often walk the way her son had walked on his journey to the cross, pausing here and there to recall something that had happened on that spot. From these walks grew the early Christian practice of walking the Via Dolorosa, the way of the cross, in Jerusalem, a tradition that continues to this day. Catholic and Orthodox Christians were the first ones to use the stations in their devotional life. In recent years, however, Christians of many traditions have been rediscovering this ancient devotional practice. The Stations of the Cross at Epworth includes 14 stations with artwork provided by church members, from elementary age through adults. Each station presented online will include a narrated New Testament reading, a pause for silent reflection, and a narrated prayer. You may pause the video at any time if you wish to spend more time in contemplation on a particular station. May the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the illumination of the Holy Spirit be with you on your journey. Station 1. Jesus on the Mount of Olives. He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Jesus, you came into this world with divine purpose. You came to save us, not condemn us, and yet the world condemned you. To your last moments, you urged your disciples to pray, and in your humanity, prayed for the cup of suffering to be taken from you. Jesus, help us to pray, "Not my will, but yours be done." Amen. Station 2. Jesus, betrayed by Judas, is arrested. While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" Jesus, you chose Judas as a disciple, even knowing his true nature and the role he would play in your death, and ultimately in your resurrection. You loved Judas as he was, and for 30 silver coins, he betrayed you with a kiss of friendship. Jesus, thank you for loving us exactly as we are, with all of our flaws, burdens, and chains. Our healing and freedom were bought with a price beyond measure. Amen. Station 3. Jesus is condemned by the Sanhedrin. When the day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." He replied, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." All of them asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." Jesus, forgive us for not listening with our whole hearts. We make assumptions about what you would have us do. We think we know best and have all the answers. We believe. Help our unbelief. Amen. Station 4. Peter denies Jesus. Then they seized Jesus and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man was also with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, "You are also one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, "Surely this man was also with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Jesus, we live in a world where we are afraid to let people see how much we love you. We call ourselves Christians, followers of the way, within the safety of our church walls, within our like-minded groups. Help us live without fear and claim our identity in you. And when we fail, forgive us and help us try again. Amen. Station 5. Jesus is judged by Pilate. Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and here I have examined him in your presence, and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he had done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." Then they all shouted out together, "Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us!" This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voice prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished. Jesus, sometimes we can relate to Pilate. We want to do the right thing, but it's difficult. Going with the crowd is safer, easier. We make a choice and wash our hands of the repercussions. Jesus, so often we are the crowd wrapped up in outrage for reasons that don't make sense. We let other people draw us away from what we know is right. Keep our hearts and minds on justice and compassion. Help us do what is right, even when it is difficult. Amen. Station 6. Jesus is scourged and crowned with thorns. Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" They kept heaping many other insults on him. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" and striking him on the face. Jesus, a crown of thorns, will always be a symbol of ridicule and anguish. Your death sentence wasn't enough. Your persecutors bullied, beat, and mocked you. And you took this on willingly, for us and for all. Saying we love you, Lord, seems insufficient. Grant us grace and forgiveness. Amen. Station 7. Jesus takes up the cross. Carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. Jesus, on a hill formed by the Creator, you went to die. How lonely you must have felt, even surrounded by crowds. You invited your disciples and anyone who would follow you to pick up their crosses and follow. We confess, Lord, we don't know if we could carry a burden like this. We count on you today and every day to shoulder our burdens with us. Amen. Station 8. Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry his cross. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Jesus, this man from the country, a father of two boys, found himself in Jerusalem in the middle of chaos. He wound up carrying your cross, the means of your death that would lead to everlasting life. We never know when we will be called into service in God's name. Give us ears to hear the call and hearts of courage to follow where it leads. Amen. Station 9. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. A great number of people followed Jesus, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." Jesus, forgive us for short-sightedness. We tend to see only what's right in front of us and do not see or think about the future. Help us to be aware of our flaws, our shortcomings, our sins, and help us to change. May we rest in the certainty of everlasting life because of your love. Amen. Station 10. Jesus is crucified. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, "Certainly, this man was innocent." Jesus, what was it that changed the centurion's heart? Amidst the darkness, did your light shine brighter? Even in death, you created miracles. You changed hearts and minds with your last breath. We give thanks and praise, Lord and Savior, for amazing grace. Amen. Station 11. Jesus promises his kingdom to the good thief. Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they were crucified, Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. One of the criminals who were hanged there with him kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus, even in the midst of your suffering, you brought sinners into the arms of grace. It is reassurance that healing and forgiveness are always available to us. It is never too late for a prodigal to come home. May we have the courage and the faith to turn around and come home. Amen. Station 12. Jesus on the cross, his mother, and his disciple. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. Jesus, even to the end, your concern was for others. You made sure your mother was cared for by someone you trusted. Mary knew you were the Messiah, but you were also her child. Lord, may we always be mindful of the compassion and love that others need. Amen. Station 13. Jesus dies on the cross. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Jesus, our hearts break when we comprehend the depth of your love for us and your confidence in the grace of your Father. Our hearts break open, torn like the temple curtain, as we comprehend the fragility of your humanness and the glory of your divinity. Have mercy on us. Lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Station 14. Jesus is placed in the tomb. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. Jesus, in our hearts we hear the silence. The shouting crowds have gone. The centurions have returned to duty. The grieving weep in the privacy of their homes. The community prepares for the Sabbath. Joseph of Arimathea claimed your body and laid it in a silent tomb and continued to wait expectantly for the kingdom of God. We wait expectantly amid shadows and light for the dawning of a new day. Blessed be your name. Amen.